Hello and welcome. It's hour number three of our radio program. And Kawhi Leonard has ended his radio silence. What do we make of Kawhi's comments at Clippers Media Day? He made a statement about being a Clipper for the long run. For the long run. We take a look at that and what it means and why all the flim-flam are not happy about it. We'll get to it right now in hour number three. Watch out for the claw. Watch out for it. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are side by side in the air everywhere as we are just a footnote in history, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the factory of audio fun, the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location in the Northwoods, and back at it again, time for the rare and appropriate NBA monologue. That's right. It was media day in the pro bouncy ball world. A chance for somebodies and nobodies alike to hype up the upcoming season. One of the highlights, I was unaware of this until a few minutes ago, was David Letterman as he showed up. I watched the video, and based on the video evidence, that was choreographed for some kind of David Letterman Netflix program or some other show that Letterman's doing, but it was still amusing. Letterman's the OG, the old gangster of that kind of comedy gold. Usually he would send out, I forget the guy's name, the guy that he used to send out, the stagehand on the Letterman show that they'd send out to do goofy interviews and all that. But anyway, the story that caught my attention at Media Day, for me, the big news was in La La Land, and it does involve the player affectionately known as the Claw. If you didn't hear, and maybe you missed it, this is bad news for the Clipper haters out there. Kawhi Leonard announced that he plans to remain with the Clippers for the long haul. He explained why he signed the four-year, $176 million contract. And he is going to be with the Clippers for longer than that, it would sound, based on what he said. So without further ado, as Warner Wolf would say, let's go to the audio tape. Here's Kawhi Leonard on why and the whys and wheres and all that.
I'm here. I'm here to be a Clipper. I'm not going to another team, you know, unless something drastic happens. I'm here for the long run.
There you go. I'm here. I'm here to be a Clipper. Take it, haters. That is what's known as the money quote. That is the money quote. What in the devil are you going to do with that now? Oh, my God. It's over for the rest of the NBA. It is over. All right, so let us discuss. Now, what do you make of Kawhi Leonard's statement? We played it for you. Play it again. It sounds good. Play it again, Chris. Play it again.
I'm here. I'm here to be a Clipper. I'm not going to another team, you know, unless something drastic happens. I'm here for the long run.
Long run. All right. So what do you make of Kawhi Leonard's statement about being with the Clippers for the long run? Not the short run, the long run. So I've got Casablanca, commandeered, and authentic. And we will connect all of these things together. And those will be the bedrock of this Maller monologue. Now, first of all, when you talk about Kawhi Leonard, holy smokes! This was audio porn. It was a ringing endorsement of the people's team. Kawhi Leonard, I don't know if you could tell from the audio, he was beaming with Clipper pride. He was. And don't short sell this, right? Kawhi Leonard, buttoned up guy, keeps everything close to the vest. By his standards, this was raw emotion, bursting at the seams with pure joy. Kawhi Leonard. He's mesmerized and hypnotized by the Clippers. And all those stories from the hacks in the media that Kawhi Leonard wanted to play in Miami. Kawhi Leonard wanted to go here, there, and everywhere. Bullcrap. Clickbait. Clickbait. Now, oh my God. This guy's already been around. He's been a small-time basketball gypsy played with the Spurs for a while, went to the Raptors. Kawhi has navigated his way around the NBA circuit. He has seen and done it all, and with that life experience, Kawhi Leonard said, I want to double down on the Clippers. Why? It is his Casablanca. It is his Casablanca. It's his happy place. It's the Goldilocks zone. Wearing that Clipper uniform, he doesn't want to be anywhere else. That's it. And all those other teams that are trying to get him, can't get him. Can't get him. Now, secondly, in the big picture, you got the micro and the macro. In the big picture, those words from Kawhi Leonard, can we play them again? I'd like to hear them because they sound good. Can we play them again?
I'm here to be a Clipper. I'm not going to another team, you know, unless something drastic happens. I'm here for the long run.
There you go. That is a glowing testimonial that the Clippers are the premier franchise in the NBA. Steve Ballmer, in a short time, has become the gold standard in the ownership class, putting up his $95 billion to good use. He has created the franchise that is the envy of every other franchise in the NBA. Ballmer has commandeered the LA market, upstaging in a very short time, relatively speaking, the Lakers, who are just the ugly redheaded stepchildren in the LA market. Jeannie Buss, she's old money. That's what Jeannie Buss is. She's the trust fund baby. You know, she's living off the past glory of her dad and the franchise, bunch of dusty trophies from a bygone time. Steve Ballmer's hip. Steve Ballmer's cool. And when he took over the Clippers, he had no track record. In fact, the Clippers were in the middle of a scandal as a franchise. Steve Ballmer came in there and he walked in to a fifth ring of hell situation. He didn't have all those dusty old awards to fall back on and say how great we used to be. Rah, rah team. No, he has created out of thin air the success that the Clippers have had becoming the it team in the NBA. And Kawhi Leonard, again, backing up that statement by the fact that he chose to stay with the Clippers for the long run. For the long run. All right, final thought. Kawhi almost broke a smile while he was saying this, and for him, that's a big almost. So Kawhi is on the path to the Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame. Two-time Finals MVP. Two-time Defensive Player of the Year. All the other accolades. He's more authentic than his contemporaries. And that's really the big takeaway here, that Kawhi Leonard is the real deal. If you are tired of basketball players hoppity-hop to a more the players that hop around from team to team chasing rings, right? You think of Kawhi, you think authentic. The contemporaries of Kawhi are like LeBron James, Kevin Durant. Those guys are ring chasers. Right? And no matter what they do, there will always be ring chasers. Kawhi will not. Kawhi didn't do that. Kawhi came to the fork in the road and said, I don't want to be like LeBron James and KD. No. He became the centerpiece of the Spurs, his first team. You don't get a choice on your first NBA team. And he helped pick up the slack when that roster started aging. And he filled in. He plugged the gaps for that San Antonio team. But then he validated that he was just not a product of the Spurs by going to Toronto, a team that he didn't want to play for. And he validated himself by putting the Raptors not only in the NBA Finals, but winning, taking them to the promised land, and already as a Clipper, right? You throw out the bubble year because that was a Fugazi year and all that, but in a legitimate NBA season, which the first year Kawhi was a Clipper was not legit because of COVID, but in the second season, they played the full circuit, almost the full entire season, and there were fans there and the whole thing. So even as a Clipper, he's already in his first really full season as a Clipper been responsible for a Final Four berth for the franchise. First ever Final Four berth for the Clippers. And then on the flip side, you've got LeBron, who jumps from team to team, cherry picking easier situations because he can't do it when it's tough. Can't do it when it's tough. He needs to call in reinforcements, call in the cavalry. And we know Kevin Durant's the worst ring chaser of them all. Couldn't win in Oklahoma City with Westbrook. And he went off to join the enemy. The enemy is my friend. And went to Golden State. And then he had to form the super duper team with Brooklyn. And so that's the vagabond Kevin Durant. Kawhi Leonard? Nope. That's not how he operates. He doesn't do that. And so there's the difference. It's apples to oranges is the comparison on Kawhi versus these other stars in the NBA that just bounce around. Bouncity, 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 bouncity to a better situation. But Kawhi Leonard, no, doesn't do that. All right, so Ben Maller's show on Fox. If you'd like to join the conversation here, you're more than welcome. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. You can be part of the festivities here. We'll take your phone calls. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. We've got Maller's Mountain of Money coming up a little bit later in the hour. So if you're interested in playing, don't call now, but we'll have you call in about 15, 20 minutes or so. You can start calling for Maller's Mountain of Money, which is somewhat exciting. Somewhat exciting. And did we see television recruiting? Did we get television recruiting? And an NFL team has been accused of giving up. We'll get to those two stories, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We believe in the power of the people and the Maller Militia. Get the most out of the Ben Maller Show listening experience by adding your touch. Take a few seconds to follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And once again, in for Roberto, our technical producer is not perfect, but he is perfect. That's Chris Perfett. You can follow him on Twitter at Chris, C-H-R-I-S, Perfett, P-E-R-F-E-T-T.
Just a lot of sauce is just slapped right on your pizza.
And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Big fan of the sausage on the pizza there. Way to go. All right. We will take your calls. Television recruiting, though. Let me get this story out to you. So I did not watch the Manning cast, full disclosure. I'm not into it. I did watch the Monday night game. But I watched the traditional broadcast, often with the sound down. Often with the sound down. But I happened to be watching the Monday night game, and we talked about the Cowboy-Eagle thing. So several of you have sent me clips, and it's not hard to find, of the Manning cast. We already talked about Eli Manning getting in trouble with Disney ESPN censors, having to apologize for the double bird. And he gave an apology, on-air apology for that. Also on the broadcast, they had Nick Saban pop up on the Manning cast. Again, proof that Eli and Peyton aren't good entertainers, that they need the crutch or the big-name guest to come on because they can't do it on their own, which is a problem they've got. But anyway, so Nick Saban's on there. Why do you think Nick Saban was on that? Do you think, A, Nick Saban was on that broadcast because he's buddies with Peyton Manning and Eli Manning, and he thought it would be fun? B, he had nothing else going on a Monday night and thought, why don't I spend a couple of minutes playing grab ass with the Manning brothers? Or C, he was using the Monday night Manning cast broadcast to circumvent some of the recruiting rules of the NCAA to recruit a certain quarterback who might have the last name Manning. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. I mean, listen, it's fine. I mean, I don't blame Nick Saban for doing that. Alabama is on the list of possibilities for Arch Manning. And Nick Saban, there was one quote that Nick Saban gave when talking on the Manning cast. He said, it's important that a quarterback go to the team where he'll be surrounded by the most talent. Yes, and can you say subtle message in a bottle? Or in this case, a message on a television broadcast to Arch Manning. Man, what must it be like? Arch Manning, you're born into the first family. You have the right DNA. You were born into the first family of football. And while you're not the spawn, Eli or Peyton, you've got the last name. You've got the cachet of the last name. You've got all the goodies, all the glory that comes with that. And so, yeah, you might have had Cooper Manning as your guy, as your dad. But that's, you got the Manning last name. And that'll ride you all the way to Alabama or wherever. You got Nick Saban, grown-ass man Nick Saban, on a Monday night, going on TV at age 69. He's almost going to turn 70 here in Halloween coming up, and he's out there yapping it up, trying to get Arch Manning to come play football at Alabama. All right, so Ben Maller Show on Fox. On Fox, into the phones we go. Let's say hello to, let's see here, Dave is in Ohio. He's cashing in a golden ticket. Hello, Dave.
Hey. Hey, Ben, just want to say what's up. You sound like, you know, when you're talking about this Kawhi guy, you sound like your buddy that pulls up with the old busted Mustang, and he's like, hey, look at my Mustang. You're like, wow, another Mustang, man. Only you think it's cool.
Yeah.
But, I mean, well, you got to love him.
That might be true to you, but for the real basketball fans, the knowledgeable basketball fans, they know Kawhi's the real deal.
And then you're over here trying to be, I got a name for you, the Clipper Hippo Critter, because you're over here trying to sell us Kawhi Leonard. We're not going to buy it. No, thank you, sir. No, thank you.
Well, you're not buying it, but listen, there's a lot of dumb people, so you're part of the dumb percent. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
I guess that's why I listen to you so much, huh?
Yes.
No, just kidding. Anyway.
All right. I'm trying to educate you.
Holler at James.
Are you trying to give it to? Well, don't give it. Don't give it to Hollering James, because he'll just fall asleep anyway.
He's a staple of the show, man. Yeah, I mean, that's like the best part. Even if he does fall asleep, he's a better caller than some.
Hollering James is that is the top part of the show. Is Hollering James?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, he'd be a better running back than, you know, maybe some of these guys in the NFL. And I would just like to say, because I'm in the belly of the beast, as you say, these Cleveland fans coming out of the woods, like, all of a sudden, like, give it a rest. I'm a Cowboys fan, so y'all always talk about how we talk too much smack. Calm down, Brownies. But y'all are awesome.
All right.
And keep it up.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Trying to call up, talk trash about the Clippers. I mean, that's a bad call by you, but whatever gets you through the overnight. Talk smack about the people's team. That, again, that tells me that the Clippers are doing it, and you're jealous. You're jealous of the Clips. It's okay. It's okay to admit that. There's a lot of people jealous. Coop's jealous. Roberto's jealous. That's why Roberto's not here. He didn't want to have to hear me rant about the great Kawhi Leonard. For the long run. For the long run. Those aren't my words. Those are the words of Kawhi Leonard. That's what he said right there in all his glory. Let's say hello to Cobra. Who's next? Hello, Cobra.
Are you a guy or a girl? I don't even know. Huh?
Okay. No, he's having a private conversation with someone else. Does he realize he's on the air?
Benjamin.
Who are you talking to? Yes. Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to this neighbor of mine that just came and started swimming. I'm right here at 7-Eleven.
Hold on a second. Coop, what did he say, Coop? I didn't hear what the Cobra said.
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah,
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Can I get on the air? Can I get on the air?
You want to get on the air? No.
Yeah.
You can't get on the air.
Nope.
I'm not letting you on the air.
Hey, Roberto, take it from the top.
All right. I got to go.
Number one.
Thank you.
Kaboom!
That was awkward. I don't know what was going on there. I have no idea. He was talking to his neighbor, and then he was on the air. And I guess if you call in, expect to be on the air. That's usually what happens. Unless you hang up, you're not going to get on the air. Let's go to Peter in San Antonio. Who is next? Hello, Peter.
Yes, sir. Hey, all right, so this is ridiculous, man. So you think the Clippers are the new franchise that they took over L.A.? I got news for you, brother. That will always be a Laker town. You can convince yourself if that's what gets you through the night, brother, but you sounded like Trump trying to get everyone else to believe that garbage, man. Lakers for life, brother. Lakers will always be angry.
Again,
this is a great call. You know what? You get a golden ticket,
no,
Peter.
I got a golden ticket. Listen, Peter.
I got a golden ticket.
The Lakers, as I said in the monologue, are old money. The Clippers are new, sleek. The Clippers are Bitcoin, is what the Clippers. The Lakers are old currency.
So the price is
tanking. That's fine, but the Lakers are still hanging banners.
No, not legitimate banners. The COVID banner was not legit.
When was the last time the Clippers won?
They just won this past year. Were you not watching the NBA? They were in the Final Four. They didn't get bumped in the first round of the.
Wait, they won the title?
I don't know if you know this, but in basketball, the Final Four is as good as a championship.
No, that's your
Tell that to Coach K and John Calipari and all the college basketball. Tell that to John Wooden, you big dummy.
You're right. The Clippers are the best college basketball team in the NBA.
The Final Four doesn't matter. Oh, the Final Four doesn't matter because, oh, that's right, Peter in San Antonio. You're in San Antonio.
Right.
Why you act like
that's
a Spurs
right.
fan? You're not in L.A., all right?
Peter, you're not embarrassed doing this right now, Ben? You're not embarrassed?
Kawhi's a baby. Kawhi's a – okay.
Kawhi's a little baby. You
okay, good.
That little baby.
Then I want more babies. I want a lot of babies. Give me babies. I love babies.
Hey, Mallard. On another note, a serious note.
Yeah.
But he did, though, mention, he said, look, I'm here for the long haul. And what got me, though, and you got to see this, too, he said, unless something drastic happens. If he was truly down, he would have said, come hay or high water, I'm here for good. But
well,
he did
throw that little tidbit
in there.
Well, my psychologist, my psychology hat on that is you – hanging on, hoping, because you know it's over for the Lakers. And the Lakers are going to play in a dump. Staples Center is an old, rundown arena compared to that Taj Mahal that Steve Ballmer's building in Inglewood. So,
who's
going to
want
to play at Staples Center?
You know what?
LA's
at
Skid Row. Downtown LA is an asshole. Inglewood, they cleaned up Inglewood. I was just in Inglewood the other night. I was at that Rams Bucks game. It's a beautiful place, man. Well, now you're stealing my material, sir. Get your own material, please. You're stealing my material.
Bad job. All
right. Thank you, Peter. Well, you actually called us, but that's verification that the monologue resonated with the listener, and the entire NBA world now is freaking out because it's over. Kawhi Leonard has just given his blessing to the Clips and to Steve Ballmer.
The whole country's laughing at us.
And they're laughing at the rest of the NBA. They're like, "What are we going to do? It's all over." Just nuts. You can laugh all you want. If that makes it better for you. Kawhi, can we play that bite again? This is Kawhi Leonard. I didn't tell him to say this. He said this on his own. Kawhi Leonard.
I'm here to be a Clipper. I'm not going to another team, you know, unless something drastic happens. I'm here for the long run.
Are
you sure about that?
Yeah, he just said it.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, what happened to all those rumors? Oh, he's going to go to this team, that team. He's going to play for the Knicks. He wants to play in New York. He wants to play in Chicago and save the Bulls franchise.
It's such a sad monologue.
Where'd you find these rumors?
They're all over the
Twitter
internet.
Twitter randos?
No. There were people with your blue check marks.
Unnamed
That used to be impressive. You, of course. You have a blue check mark, so I don't know how impressive. But there are people. You want me to send you this? I'll send you link after link if you want. Of the Knicks are monitoring Kawhi. They think they have a chance. He's going to leave the Clippers.
I already get spam mail from Andy Furman. I really don't need another old man sending me a bunch of mail.
Wow. How dare you? How dare you? Yeah. All right. Go do a Lion propaganda podcast and leave me alone. How about that? Yes? Go talk. Sing the praises of the Lions. That's what we need. There's one thing the world needs is more Lion ball washers. That's the one thing we need.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
News from the NFL, where Chicago Bears head coach Matt Nagy being fricasseed by most of the media after that horrific performance by his team this past Sunday, where they did not do much on offense, to say the least, but he is undecided on who will play quarterback week 4 against the Lions. Will it be Andy Dalton? Will it be Justin Fields? Or will it be Nick Foles? Apparently, they are all under consideration to be the team's starting quarterback.
Well, if you have three quarterbacks, Eddie, you don't have any quarterbacks.
I've heard that before, yeah.
I learned that. Yeah, when I was in Little League, if you have two left fielders, Eddie, you got no left fielder. That's what happens. Are you done? Is that it? Are you out of here?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right. It is the Ben Maller Show. and an NFL team accused of giving up. This comes out of Dateline Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Bengal, Tyler Boyd. Tyler Boyd commenting about his matchup with the Pittsburgh Steelers, the game over the weekend there. The Bengals won that game 24-10 on Sunday. So the Bengals have a winning record after three games, something that very rarely happens to that franchise. And wide receiver Tyler Boyd excitedly told the media that the Steelers gave up down the stretch. He said the last plays of the game for them, they gave up. You could see it. They had three drops in a row. That's a quote from Tyler Boyd. Let's go now to the number one PR man for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Edmund Dallas Steamboat Willie Judas Solid Gold 9-5 Corporate Garcia. Eddie, your team gave up. Your thoughts?
I'm sorry, who said that?
Tyler Boyd.
I have no idea who that is.
Just said your team gave up. The end. Last few plays of the game. Gave up. You could see it. They had three drops in a row. Those are his words.
Yeah. I don't know who that guy is.
Yeah. He said they portrayed to the whole nation on TV what they are about and how they gave up. That's what he said right there. He was referencing Najee Harris, who had two drops, and Chase Claypool, who had a drop on the final drop. So you are shooting the messenger here, Eddie. Is that your defense here, that you don't know who Tyler Boyd is, so you're not taking his word?
That would be accurate, yeah.
That would be accurate.
It's like, you know.
Who would it take to say that before you would say, oh, we have a problem?
Like, Mike Tomlin.
So if Mike Tomlin's it, but Mike Tomlin's the coach of the team. If somebody on another team said it, you would. It doesn't matter whether it's Tyler Boyd. Let's go down the list here.
It doesn't matter who it is. What do I care what an opponent's opinion is? What do I care?
That's an honest to take by Tyler Boyd that the team gave up. He's out there competing against the other team, and you think he knows when the team gave up? Now, I don't know why he would say it, because that's not the smartest thing to say, because I would think that if the Steelers have any kind of integrity and pride, next time the Bengals and Steelers get together in a divisional game, that they might focus a little more at the end of the game. And, not that I believe in bulletin board material, all that stuff, but for those that do buy into it, you're feeding the beast here. You're throwing red meat into the lion's den. That's Tyler Boyd right there, throwing it down. Eddie's team gave up.
Who?
Not my team. Eddie's team. The Pittsburgh Steelers gave up the last plays of the game. They gave up. Tyler Boyd. All right, Ben Maller Show on Fox. Ooh. We got a game show to get to. Hit that button right there, Chris. Here we go. Strike up the band. Oh, no. Will you contest it? Oh, I guess we don't have contest. The money. All right. I like how you stopped that in the middle. Well, I thought we had contestants, but we don't have contestants. All right, so if you want to play, call right now. 877-99 on Fox. It's Maller's Mountain of Money. We play it every week at about this time. See, this is what happens, Eddie. Like, people rip me because I don't play the game shows early enough and I don't leave enough time for the game shows. So here's a week I said, you know what? Today I'm going to let a little more time for the game shows. And
well, did you let Coop know?
I announced before. I said, listen, call in about 15 or 20 minutes, which was several minutes back.
About 15 to 20 minutes later, yes.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I do remember you mentioning
I mentioned
the game show, but did you give the number?
They have this thing called Google. You can find the number.
Our listeners don't know how to do that.
I give out the number. Hey, wait. That. I give out the number. Seven or eight times, it seems like a show, I'll give out the number. And there'll be people, they'll say, hey, what's the number? How can I call your show? I give it out every, 10 minutes. I give it out. 877-99-FOX. 877-996-6369. 877-99-FOX. I scream it. No retention. These people have the memory of a goldfish. Brutal. All right. What's the theme of the game, Coop? What do we have as the theme of the game? Do we have a theme?
It worked. So I'm screening phone calls right now, but this is the Lil Wayne edition.
All right. The Lil Wayne edition of Maller's Mountain Money. All right. So Coop is going through the copious phone calls. So we will pause.
You can play the music. Calls. I'll have them ready by the time it's
done. No. Okay. I thought we were going to pause, but I guess we might.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Do you have what it takes to get to the top?
probably not.
Okay, it's Maller's Mount of Money every single week at about this time. If we have people that want to play Maller's Mount of Money.
We'll do it live! Do it live!
We're doing
it
live.
I'll write it and we'll do it live!
We're doing it live. Let's welcome in our contestants. We have Joe in Milwaukee. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Ben.
Welcome in, Joe. You sound overwhelmed with emotion to be on the radio.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Okay. And Joe, what do you have going on in Milwaukee? What brings you to the radio?
I'm going to work.
Oh, wow. This is a weird time to go to work. Man, what kind of work do you do?
I own a small little restaurant in Milwaukee.
Oh, so you got to go and you got to set everything up for the morning rush?
Yes, I have to make bread and stuff like that, yes.
All right. And how long does it take to make bread?
About an hour.
About an hour. All right. And owning a restaurant, I have a lot of questions. We don't have a lot of time. But owning a restaurant, how often do you end up preparing too much food, and how often do you not prepare enough food?
I'm pretty good at it. Usually, I'm pretty good at it now.
So okay.
There's really no issues.
You've been in the game a long time. I got you. All right, hold on a sec, Joe. The bread man, the restaurateur in Milwaukee, and you will be playing, as will Rob in Oklahoma. Hello, Rob.
Yeah, what's up?
Welcome in, Rob. What brings you to the radio show?
Oh, just had work, you know. Pretty excited to be here.
Oh, you do sound excited. Now, your competitor, Joe, he's a restaurant guy. He's making food at a restaurant. Why are you up? What kind of work do you do is what I meant to say.
I work in the oil field.
Oh, the oil fields. You're an oil man. Wow, all right. Do you get all covered in oil at the end of the day?
Nah, I'll stay pretty clean most of the time. I got it pretty caked up.
Yeah. And you're still, and still the oil fields of Oklahoma are bursting with oil, right? So just full of oil, even all after all these years.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, all right. Awesome. Well, very good. Hold on a sec. Rob, the oil man, and Joe, the restaurateur. Let's go back to Joe. Joe, who would you like to partner up with in the show? You can play with me, Ben, Eddie, Chris is in, or Koopaloo.
Eddie, please.
All right. That's a bad choice by you, Joe. And Rob in Oklahoma, who would you like to partner up with, Rob?
I reckon I'll play with Ben. How about that?
That's right, Rob. Absolutely correct. Because we are going to win it. We're in it to win it. Joe will be distracted by all that yeast, and he won't be able to play the game properly. Coop, what are the categories quickly, please?
All right, and real quick, because I think it's both of these guys' first time playing, you're going to have two different categories with seven athletes. You're going to try and guess the athlete by your partner's going to give you clues. And so
first and last name.
First and last name of the athlete in order to get points. This is the Little Wayne edition. The categories are as follows. Stunting like my daddy, I'm single, 6 foot, 7 foot, and sucker for pain. Joe, you were on first. Which category would you like?
I do. I'm single.
I'm single. All right. And then, Rob, how about you?
I don't care.
Stunting like my daddy.
Sure.
Good attitude, yeah. Rob. All right. Very good. Everyone stay on place. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. And we will have the Lil Wayne edition of Maller's Mountain of Money. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Nothing good happens after midnight unless you listen to the Ben Maller Show. Join the fastest growing club on Fox Sports Radio. You can follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. And you can add your touch to weekly show bits like Ask Ben and Lame Jokes. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Now, Maller's Mountain of Money.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Do you have what it takes to get to the top? Probably not.
All right, let's do it. Here we go. Time now for Maller's Mountain of Money. We have our game set up. The matchup, Joe in Milwaukee, the restaurant guy on his way to make bread, teaming up with Eddie. And we have Rob in Oklahoma City, who's going to the oil fields. Sounds like he's already there. And he's teamed up with me, Ben, and Koopaloop. It is the Lil Wayne edition, and Eddie and Joe are going first.
That is right. Joe and Eddie are up. Your category is I'm single. Remember, you need the first and last name of the athlete. This category, these athletes are all eligible bachelors. You're going to have 45 seconds on the clock. Ready, begin.
The current quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Wide receiver for the Browns. He used to be with the New York Giants. Fabulous.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Yes. Slugger for the San Diego Padres. His dad was a major league player. Correct. NBA player. He's with the Wizards, but he's known more as a Laker. First and last. Go ahead. He's out of Utah. Played collegiately at Utah. Let's skip that one. Former Pro Bowl safety for the Chiefs. He came back from cancer out of Tennessee.
Eric Berry?
Yes, yes, very good. All right, we'll take it. You did not get Kyle Kuzma, although I did not give you great clues for that. That's all right.
No, you didn't.
140 points.
140. All right, we're up again. Here we go, Rob. You ready, Rob?
All right.
I'm a little bit nervous.
No, Rob, listen, Rob. No, listen.
Don't worry. If you do bad, Ben's going to yell and scream at you.
No, I will not yell at you. I will yell at Joe.
He will throw you under the bus.
I will not throw you under the bus at all. I'll throw you under the oil rig is what I'll throw you under. Anyway, all right, here we go. What is this, Coop?
You guys have stunting like my daddy. These athletes followed in their father's footsteps. So they all have dads that played the
sport. All right, are you ready, Rob? Are you prepared?
Sure.
All right.
Here we go.
45 seconds. Begin.
All right, he's a running back for the Carolina Panthers. He's hurt right now.
Christian McCaffrey.
Yes, outfielder for the Toronto Blue Jays. His dad also was an outfielder for the Angels and the Expos. All right, a manager of the New York Yankees right now. His father was Bob. His brother was Brett. All right, coach of the Sacramento Kings, former Lakers coach and player. His father was Big Redhead, the Big Redhead. Okay, Patriots special team star. His father was Jackie, an offensive tackle for the Rams back in the 1980s.
Bad again.
Patriots special. Oh, my.
I told you, I thought.
Well, I'm glad you picked Ben.
Hey, Rob. I think you did a great job, Rob.
Yeah, Rob, you did a hell of a job, Rob.
Sorry, Rob.
Does your hearing work, Rob? Do you have a hearing aid in there, Rob?
I'm just asking, Eddie. I told you.
It's a legitimate question, Eddie. He might have a hearing aid in, and he might not be able to hear properly.
Let's find out in round two.
Hold on.
Rob, do you even like sports, Rob?
He needs to know the ones that he missed. You missed Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Yes, who knows who he is? He's lighting baseball on fire.
Aaron Boone.
Nobody's ever heard of the Boone family in baseball, yep.
Luke Walton.
Big redhead. Who's that guy in basketball? I don't know.
And then the 100-pointer, Matthew Slater.
Wow. I just saw Jackie Slater at the Rams game.
He got Christian McCaffrey, so you do have points, Ben. Rob.
Looking on the bright side.
Would you like 6 foot, 7 foot, or sucker for pain?
Huh. 6 foot, seven.
Oh, I think I'm going to pick the other one.
All right.
No, yeah, go ahead.
These athletes are listed at exactly 6 feet or 7 feet tall. 45 seconds on the clock. Begin.
All right, former quarterback of the Saints. He's on NBC now. He just retired last year.
Drew Brees.
Yes. The answer for the Philadelphia 76ers, the guard. He's now retired.
Oh, God. I don't know.
Okay. Trust the process.
Allen Iverson, isn't it?
Yeah, there you go. Star of the Sixers right now out of Kansas. He's good soundbite. Big guy. What's that?
Oh, no, Joel Embiid.
Yeah, there you go. You're on fire now. Mr. October from baseball in the 1970s and 80s. Yes. No, that's wrong. All right. 3,000-hit guy played for the Angels and the Minnesota Twins in the 70s and 80s.
Hey, that was three times better than the first one.
Tremendous job.
You missed Joel Embiid. Oh, no, you got Joel Embiid.
You missed Reggie Jackson,
Mr. October.
I assume they didn't pass me?
No.
Okay.
No.
Then take your time.
Yes. Rod Carew.
Look how nervous. Look how concerned Eddie was.
Yeah. Oh, I just want to make sure I'm not going to get screwed over.
What a douche!
You want to run?
You're
up,
a loser.
You are such a douche.
Joe, you want to run up the score for the last 20 seconds?
No, you don't want to do that.
All right,
Joe.
Sounds good.
Yes.
All right.
Sucker for pain. These athletes are all considered injury prone. Begin.
Boo. All right, NBA point guard with the Suns. The State Farm commercials.
Boo.
Chris Paul.
Yeah. Current quarterback for the Colts. He's injured all the time. He was with the Eagles.
Carson Wentz.
The unicorn for the Mavericks. Yeah. He was with NBA player with the Knicks.
Let the record show. Eddie's a bad, bad sportsmanship by Garcia. Big,
we win. Golden ticket for you.
Bad sportsmanship.
Ben loses.
You're a bad sport. You beat up on a guy on the oil field.